Very happy to be joined. Lanny McDonald on Sportsnet today. Now, as this Saturday is Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, celebrating the history and tradition, live from Kenora, Ontario, beginning at 12 Eastern time. And also on Saturday night, the first 360 broadcast in virtual reality game is Calgary and Vancouver Saturday night. Lanny, happy belated birthday. Thanks for doing this today.
Too old to have a birthday anymore, but... Certainly had a whole lot of fun yesterday, and the first 2 days has been unbelievable here at Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada and Kenora.
Lanny, I understand that you worked as a mentor this season on a new Heroes of Hockey Day series. Last night on Wednesday Night Hockey, or it was announced Wednesday night, that the team you mentored, the Calgary Junior Inferno, a young girls team, won the overall series. How have your experiences been with them? And I guess they'll join you for this weekend, yeah?
They certainly are, and what a great young, great group of young ladies. They all cut off their hair for locks of love, but more importantly, they're just good young people. They care about other people, and for them to win, oh my gosh, I thought it was absolutely fabulous. But the other two teams were equally as deserving. And I think we are just very fortunate to come out on top.
Lanny, we had a chance to talk to Mark Napier and Darcy Tucker, and they said that it's been a busy last couple of days. What's on the agenda for today, tomorrow, and Sunday?
Well, we've got two interviews here, kind of back to back, talking about here in Kenora, and it's been absolutely jam packed. We were at a school yesterday for about 600 people, absolutely fabulous time there. They had the game last night, beat Darcy's team 10-5. We got bragging rights. He's got to buy me dinner now. Then today we have breakfast with the cup here at 8 o'clock. And then we're going to an old folks' home late this morning. And then later this afternoon, we're back on the ice with the kids. It's just been a jam-packed time, but so proud to be a Scotiabank teammate and having fun with the kids. We have never done an old folks visit, so this will be really cool.
Lanny McDonald, our guest here on Sportsnet today, former Leaf forward, obviously, and Leaf legend, I should say, with Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, live from Kenora, which goes tomorrow. The festivities already underway. Lanny, I got to get your thoughts on this Leaf team. You know, a lot of people didn't think they would be in the position they're in at this point in the season, right in the thick of a playoff race, right in the thick of it right now. And, you know, it's going to last. Now we got some young players in here that are going to keep this Leaf team competitive for the next years to come as well.
Well, it really is cool. And if you look at it right now, last year there was no teams from Canada in the playoffs. As it stands right now, there's, I believe, five. And you even look at the game on Saturday night between Calgary and Vancouver. Obviously, someone's got to get some points. So hopefully that's another good thing. And hopefully it'll be Calgary. But that Leafs team, they are so much fun to watch. And Brendan Shanahan and Lou and Mike Babcock have done a great job with that team. You look at Austin Matthews and how well he's playing. And then you look at Mitch Marner, who I think is 1 point ahead in the rookie scoring race right now. But when you get young people with speed and they're having fun and they're playing the game the way they are right now, good things happen. You need great goaltending, and obviously they're getting it right now.
Lanny, what goes through your mind when you see 18- and 19-year-old hockey players in the NHL not only do so well as far as their peers, but almost like could be considered like a Connor McDavid's in his 20s and early 20s, and he's considered maybe the best player in the league. Like, this is unheard of if we're talking about this in the 70s and 80s.
Well, you look at the under 17, the under 18, and the World Junior Championships, and these kids are so well schooled. They understand the game inside out. They understand the responsibilities off the ice and how they speak. They're so well qualified to be in front of any microphone, and they play the game with great passion and also great skills. And all of a sudden, we didn't have any of those back in the 70s and 80s. And good for them to be able to step right into the league and be stars. Connor McDavid, I've watched him at the World Championships. I've watched him at the World Cup. And to see him in Alberta, and I hate to say that other team up in Edmonton, mm-hmm. he is so much fun to watch. He brings you out of your seat all the time.
Yeah, he retook the NHL scoring lead last night with another three-point game. Lanny, really appreciate you doing this today. You're doing awesome stuff with Scotiabank and this hockey day in Canada. You're going to put a lot of smiles on a lot of faces this weekend. Thank you for all that you do and all that you've done. Thanks for this.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day, and go Leafs go, right?